From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States says it has identified potential preparations for a chemical attack by Syrian government forces similar to an April attack in northern Syria that prompted U.S. airstrikes in response. During a State Foreign Operations and Related Programs Subcommittee hearing, Nikki Haley, ambassador to the United Nations, addressed those claims.
Well, I think the White House put out a statement, and I think that's accurate. They have seen activities that are similar to preparations of a chemical weapons attack, much like what we saw on April 4th. And I believe that the goal is at this point not just to send Assad a message, but to send Russia and Iran a message that if this happens again, we are putting you on notice. And my hope is that the president's warning will certainly get Russia and Iran to take a second look, and I hope that it will caution Assad from the fact that we don't want to see innocent men, women, and children hurt again.
The United States is declaring China among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries like Iran, North Korea, and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson discussed the details.
The report is an important tool to help us understand and help us help other governments understand. But at the end of it, it's the individual, it's the victim, and our ability to prevent others from being victimized. Human trafficking is as old as humankind, regrettably. It's been with us for centuries and centuries. But in the expression of this act, as I read that one line to you, it is our hope that the 21st century will be the last century of human trafficking, and that's what we are all committed to.
And this is VOA News.